Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And yes, it is a toxic world. There are many toxic chemicals in all kinds of consumer products. There's even just walk outside your home or even in your home, the air is full of toxic chemicals. The water we drink is full of toxic chemicals, and we do live in a toxic world. But there are many people who are doing things to change that. There are many people who are trying to change regulations, who are making less toxic products and completely non-toxic products that you can use in your home so that you can have a toxic-free home like I do. You can also remove toxic chemicals from your body, and we talk about that too. And so there's all kinds of things that you can do that you don't have to be a victim of toxic chemical exposure. You can be well and happy and healthy. It is possible. We can do it. Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. The sun is shining. We have a few clouds, so we might get a thunderstorm, but we'll see. We haven't had any hurricanes. You know, I live here in Florida where there's hurricanes, and we haven't had one all season. There hasn't even been one anywhere near the state of Florida. So that's a good thing, but hurricanes regulate the temperature, so it's okay to have one every once in a while. Today we're going to talk about organic personal care products. And I've had actually a number of guests on recently talking about personal care products. But what's different today is that we're going to be talking, these personal care products are actually the first body care products certified organic to food standards. And my guest today is Narelle Chainery. She's joining us from Australia, where it's 2 a.m. She's the creator of Miessence, and it was the world's first certified organic skincare and personal care line. And we're going to be talking about organic certifications. And she, like I, agree that we as consumers have a lot of power to make change. So we're going to be talking about that too. Hi, Narelle. Are you there in Australia?
Hi, Deborah.
How are you? How are you?
I'm well, given it's 2 a.m.
Oh, good. Well, first, why don't you start off just by telling us your story, because you really have been a pioneer, and you did something creative and different at a time when nobody else was doing it. So tell us how you came to do this.
Thank you. Like most massive life-changing things, I was inspired by an unfortunate event in my life, which was, I don't know whether you call them pap smears in the States.
Yes, we do.
I was 20 years old and I had a bad pap smear, which scared the living daylights out of me because that meant I was on my way to cervical cancer. So that inspired me to create huge changes in my life and clean up my diet and clean up my personal care and you know, basically try and detox myself, starting with getting onto the path of natural hygiene and natural health and eating organic foods and detoxing my body. Mm-hmm. And within a couple of years, I was actually pregnant with my first child. And so I was in my third year at university when I got pregnant. So I'd I completed my degree in maths, but soon after I needed to get some kind of income. So I was doing part-time selling skincare products, and I'd been introduced by a girlfriend about a company in the States that was proclaiming to have natural, non-toxic products. So I got involved with that company, and I couldn't actually, their marketing was all around being natural and pure and safe. This is like 20 plus years ago.
Yes.
And there was something that I didn't understand, like the labels. I couldn't pronounce the ingredients on the labels, even though they were proclaiming to be natural. I couldn't understand or pronounce the ingredients on the labels. So that's
I understand. You would think if something is natural, it would have an ingredient like lemons and not...
Sodium hydroxymethylglycinate. So that was challenging for me, or that at least it raised questions in my mind. So, I actually found a book in a health food store that I was in by a pioneer in your country in the natural skincare arena called Aubrey Hampton.
Yes.
Have you heard of the brand Aubrey Organics?
Oh, yes, and in fact, they're right here in Florida. I've known right. Aubrey Organics for 30 years.
yeah. Well, he's a pioneer in the natural cosmetic industry. So, I saw his book, What's in Your Cosmetics, in my early 20s. And I bought that book, and it absolutely inspired me and shocked me and disgusted me to think that the products that I'd been using and selling that were proclaiming to be natural weren't actually natural at all. And in fact, some of the ingredients that they were, talking about, naturally derived surfactants or naturally derived sodium lauryl sulfate or, those ingredients, from coconut and all these long-winded, polysyllabic words that, and then followed by brackets, coconut, I realized that these companies that were claiming to be natural weren't actually natural at all. So in reading this book by Aubrey Hampton, I was inspired to look for a brand that was absolutely pure and natural and safe and in Australia. And when I couldn't find it, I was having a whinge to my mother-in-law who worked in a bookstore, and she started giving me books about aromatherapy and herbal medicine and how to make skin creams out of the ingredients in your kitchen cabinet. And I just started as a hobby. And within a few years, I'd had a home-based business, like a direct sales business. And within 5 years of starting my hobby, I had cracked the world's first certified organic product, world's first certified organic skincare. So that was in 2001, January 2001, and I was still basically working from home at that stage. So I met a man at a natural health festival who wanted to become my business partner. And fast forward 15 years, and we're now selling our products online to 70 countries around the world.
That's fabulous. We're going to need to go to a break in a moment, but I just want to comment on something that you said before we go. I want to explain, because this was something that I was confused about for many years, but I finally figured it out. When I first started, I thought if something was derived from a natural ingredient like coconut, that was natural. And that is the definition of natural in most of the world and within the industry. Next week, I'm going to the Natural Products Expo in Baltimore. And there's going to be a lot of products like that. I know that there are going to be. But the thing is that if you take coconut oil and then you put it into a laboratory and you mix it with petrochemicals and then you change it a lot, then you end up with that ingredient that has in parentheses after it, derived from coconut oil. And it's not the same as coconut. It's not the same as actually putting coconut oil on your skin. And this is where you can take a step out of, the petroleum products, kind of personal care products, into those industrialized natural ingredients. And that's a good step to take. But if you want something that's truly natural, where you have ingredients from nature in their natural state, then you have to take another step. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Narelle Chainery, who is the creator of Miessence, the world's first certified organic skincare and personal care line. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Narelle Chainery, who is joining us from Australia, where it's 2 a.m. in the morning. She's the creator of Miessence, the world's first certified organic skin care and personal care line. Narelle, when you first got certified back in 2001, wasn't it?
Yes.
You were the first personal care line to be certified to organic food standards. Now, is there a different standard now for personal care products? And can you just kind of explain the world of organic certification and what gets on the label and things as it applies to personal care products?
Sure. At the time, in 2001, this was actually before the USDA National Organic Program launched their standards. You have dozens of certifiers in your country, but at that stage there was no overarching standard. And at the time, there were only organic food standards on the planet. There were no organic cosmetic standards in existence. So that was the only choice I had. I had to meet food standards if I wanted any. That was what inspired me. I wanted to, because I was so disappointed at the products that I had been selling and I'd been involved with, I was inspired to create something that was absolutely pure, and no one could pick any bones with. So have it actually, it wasn't just me saying it, so I didn't, because I'd been fooled by the marketing and the greenwashing. I wanted my products to be independently certified, and the only relevant certification for absolute purity at that time was organic food. So organic food is, the USDA National Organic Program, organic food is a minimum 95% organic content, excluding water and salt, with very minimal allowance, that up to 5% allowance for natural, non-organic ingredients. And that's the same standard, a very similar standard here in Australia. That's the organic food standards around the world are by and large that 95-plus content standard.
I want to ask you, before you go on, about that, because yeah. I've had many people ask me over the years, I want 100% organic. Why do they allow that 5%?
Because we live in the real world. Not
yes.
Everything.
Okay,
yeah. Not
and,
everything
and there
is,
are some
is
minor
organic
ingredients that may not be available organic that you still need to put in the product.
And it doesn't mean that 5% still has very stringent criteria that you must adhere to. It doesn't mean that you can use toxic chemicals or, preservatives and all sorts of nasty junk. There are still very stringent criteria for that 5%. It's basically an allowance for natural plants or natural ingredients that haven't been grown organically. So
yes.
It's just a small allowance for the real world because, not everything is available in organic form.
Not yet. That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on today about certifying? Like when you see on just like a natural product that you see, a personal care product in a natural food store, say, and it'll say it contains organic this and that, organic that, but they don't all say certified. So are there any regulations or certifications for organic for personal care, or how is that working now? I know there's been some talk and some changes. I'm not quite sure where it is at the moment.
Yes. To the best of my knowledge, in your country, the USDA has stated publicly that they don't want to get involved with personal care, but they will allow personal care products that meet the organic standard to be certified USDA. So that's great news. But they don't. It's not like a a stated objective of theirs to incorporate personal care products into their standard.
I've also heard in that regard that in textile products like mattresses, for example, is where I've heard about this, is that you can, what the USDA will do is they'll certify an agricultural ingredient, an agricultural material. So they could certify, say, apples or something else that might be in your personal care product, like some essential oil or something. And they can also certify cotton, but they can't be, they're not certifying the product in the same way in other categories as they are in the category of food.
Yes, yes, that they won't certify, that they will certify products that meet the food standards, even if the function isn't food.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yes, so it says
certified organic. If you see that USDA certified organic symbol on a product that's not a food product, that means that it's following the same rules as if you saw that USDA certified label on a food product like ketchup, for example.
Absolutely.
That has to be 95% organic. So if you see it on a personal care product, then it would be 95% organic, just like that ketchup would be.
Yes, that's right. There are actually three levels of certification with the USDA. They do have a 100% organic certification. So if every single one of the ingredients in that product is certified organic, they do allow a 100% organic claim. Then there's the certified organic, which is that 95% plus organic content. And then they have a made with organic claim that you can make, but no logo is allowed to be used on the product. You can't bear the USDA logo on the product. But you can make a claim made with organic ingredients. And that is a 70% plus organic content.
But that's only pertaining
to food. That made with organic. So they won't, to the best of my knowledge, they don't allow a made with organic claim for personal care products.
Okay, good. We need to take another break, so we'll come back right after this. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Narelle Chanery, who is joining us from Australia at 2 in the morning there, and she's the creator of Mi Essence, the world's first certified organic skincare and personal care line. And you can just... Mi Essence, you can go to my website and type in Mi Essence in the search box, and a local distributor will come up that has her website on Deborah's list. And or you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and there's a link there under Narelle's shining, smiling face. And we'll be right back after this. Okay, let's try this again. I understand. Here I was announcing we're coming back, and there was no audio. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Narelle Chanery, who is in Australia, where it's just past 2 in the morning. And she's the creator of Mi Essence, the world's first certified organic skincare and personal care line. And if you'd like to go visit her website, you can just type in Mi Essence in any search engine, or you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for the announcement of today's show. You'll see her picture there, and at the end of that, there's a link to the Mi Essence site that is on my website. So, Narelle, I've been looking at on the website. There's a tab for ingredients, and I've been looking at that over the break, and I see that every single ingredient is a plant that I recognize, or a plant or a mineral, like aloe vera, amber essence, apple cider vinegar, avocado oil. I mean, you really have taken those kitchen kind of ingredients and put them in very wonderful products.
Thank you. I love what I do, that's for sure.
Well, I can tell. I've used a lot of your products, and I think they're great. So tell us about your products, because I know now you have a lot of different things, even more than basic personal care. So why don't you tell us about them and what's special about them?
Well, yes, we have. Well, I started out with skincare, and I fell in love with the natural ingredients. Actually, this book that I was telling you about, the one from Aubrey Hampton, he listed, you know, the amazing properties of, you know, the likes of shea butter and rose essential oil and horse chestnut extract, and, you know, the more research I did into the cornucopia of the amazing ingredients available in nature and how healing and regenerative and soothing and nourishing they are for the skin, I just thought, oh my God, how amazing would it be if I could create a range of skincare products that could utilize a whole range of organic essential oils and herbs and plant butters and, you know, root extracts and citrus extracts that all have amazing properties for the skin. So
yes,
we have a whole range of skincare. We have a 10-step facial, we have bathroom products, toothpastes, deodorants, shampoos, body washes, cleaning, and that expanded into cleaning products, home cleaning products, and essential oils and perfumes. In the last few years, I've focused on health and well-being, and actually creating superfood-based products or you know, nutritional products out of, you know, the purest and most potent plant-based ingredients on the planet that I can find that have the greatest benefit for the body. So we have an organic probiotic, an organic antioxidant, and an alkalizing green chlorophyll-rich superfood. So we've got about 100 products in our range now.
That's a lot of products.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love what I do, and I just love creating, and I get inspired by finding, you know, basically I'm just, you know, I want to solve problems. I want to solve problems, and I want to create products that people love to use and fall in love with and actually work, and are good for them. So that's what drives me.
Well, I think that you've certainly accomplished exactly that. And I'm just looking at different things here on your website, and you have here, I'm looking at the makeup page, and you have video.
Yeah, cosmetics. I forgot. I forgot to say we had cosmetics as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. Okay, so we're going to need to take another break in about a minute here. So tell us a little bit more about your mineral makeup. Can you just tell us about, are all mineral makeups the same, or are there things that we should be looking for?
No, all mineral makeups are not the same. There are chemicals that are disguised in mineral makeups, and one particular ingredient, titanium dioxide, for example, is a mineral that's used in many cosmetic bases, and titanium dioxide has been found to be really unstable in the presence of UV light, in sunlight, and it degrades into to form free radicals, which actually damage the skin. So the most stable mineral is zinc oxide, and that's the mineral that I use as the base of all of my cosmetic products, as opposed to the titanium dioxide, which can break down to form free radicals, which causes oxidation and free radical damage and aging of the skin. So zinc oxide is a very stable mineral. It's stable in the presence of UV light, and it actually is a natural sunscreen that reflects the sun's rays and protects the skin. So that's the ideal ingredient to look for in a mineral cosmetic as the base.
Good. That's good to know, because there's, you know, all these mineral makeups, all these different brands, and they all advertise how natural they are and what are the standards. This is what I'm always looking for as a consumer advocate is, all right, what can I tell consumers so that they can tell the difference and find the best products, both in terms of how well they work and also how natural or organic or non-toxic that they are and what to be looking for. So thank you for that. Your products are sold through multi-level marketing. Can you tell me why you decided to do that and what are the benefits of doing that?
We got involved with network marketing or multi-level marketing because originally I was just selling direct and selling into health food stores. And I had a friend of a friend who basically wanted to become a business partner or wanted us to contract manufacture for him, and he had a really significant history in corporate network marketing. He'd been involved in a few companies from the States, and he wanted to create his own network marketing product company out of organic skincare. My experience with network marketing hadn't been entirely positive in terms of over-promising and under-delivering and being very hype-based and
A lot of people feel that way. This is why I'm asking you this question, because a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with MLM because of past experiences, yet there's a lot of really great companies like yours. So go on, because I want people to hear this.
Yeah. Well, that's right. It does have a bad name. There's no doubt about it. I didn't like the idea of the hype around the promises of the, you know, get rich quick scheme. But actually, network marketing for our purposes, especially because we create our products are made fresh. One of our unique qualities is that we make our products monthly. We make fresh, we ship direct to our consumer. So the best way for us, I mean, it used to break my heart because I was originally selling in health food stores. Once it goes into a retail product, once your product goes into a retail store, there's no guarantee how long it's going to sit there for.
You have to be concerned about shelf life. And when you have to be concerned about shelf life, you have to design the product differently. And that product could be, I mean, we're talking about all these fabulous benefits of the natural ingredients, but if it sits on the shelf,
it loses its vitality. Yes. Our products are really unique in that they're cold formulated, high vitality, certified organic, raw, beneficial, active, you know, no chemical emulsifiers and preservatives and antioxidants, you know, nothing synthetic in them. So the freshness is a really unique quality, and it's actually highly beneficial to get the products, you know, fresh. So you get the most benefit. I mean, because that's one of my pillars is that the products have to be good for you and actually make a difference. So network marketing is actually wonderful for us, because it means that we can ship direct to the consumer, to the end user, directly from our family, from our factory, and it also enables us to share what would have been the marketing budget that goes to exporters and distributors and wholesalers and retailers.
Let me just say this about the fees, that if you go into stores, retail stores, a lot of retail stores, you have to pay fees to be on the shelf.
That's right. Yeah. Not to mention the margins that they need. So retailers need a margin. The wholesalers need a margin. You know, the distributors need a margin. The exporters need a margin. So, you know, there's quite a significant chunk of money from the retail price down to, you know, what would be the manufacturing costs. There's a significant chunk of money that is available or that, you know, is used up in that normal supply chain. So that's what we do is we put that chunk of money into our people who actually share our vision and mission and passion for the beautiful products that we make, and that they share our story, because it's quite a unique story. You know, the way our products are made, we're quite different. So our products work well with word of mouth, and presenting, yes, you know, home presentations and actually experiential, moments in the home, so you can actually try the products before you buy. So network marketing is actually perfect for us, because it means that we get to share our prosperity with people who love our products and want to talk about our products. Mm-hmm. And it also means we get to ship fresh directly to the consumer, so the end user gets the best, most potent, purest possible, freshest product that's possible.
And also, too, one of the things that I found with network marketing is that if you're a user of these products, as most people are who are wanting to then sell them, you can make enough commissions and more. You can make at least enough commissions to pay for your use of the product, plus more profit on top of that. And so yes, I think that it's a very good way for people who want to use a particular product to be able to earn at least a little extra income to be able to pay for it. And
yeah,
it's such a benefit of this marketing. It really is, I think, a good marketing structure. It's an excellent marketing structure that's just has a bad reputation.
It has
because
bad name.
How it's been used. It's not because there's anything wrong with the structure. It's just that it has a bad reputation.
yeah. And I love the fact, I mean, we have a monthly order that you can, get your products monthly. And if you get three people doing the same thing, you actually get your products for free.
So yeah, that's only three people.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So let's talk. I said a little earlier that we were needing to go to break, but I got a little note from my producer that we could skip the break because we had our little technical difficulty. So we just have skipped the break.
Sure.
So let's just move on to talking about the power of consumers and how much difference we can make in the world. What do you want to say about that?
Well, I'd love to refer to the quote of the Margaret Mead, which is, never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world.
Yes.
In fact, it's the only thing that ever has.
Yes.
And that speaks volumes for me. So from my perspective, you know, being an informed consumer is the most powerful thing we can do. To not be fooled. So being informed means that you can look beyond, you have the capacity to look beyond the greenwashing and slick marketing that is rife in the world today. There's so much rubbish that you have to sift through to get to the real, to the real deal. So
yes,
being informed enables you to look beyond that greenwashing, protects your family from toxic ingredients disguised as natural ingredients. Just what you mentioned before, Deborah, the practice of listing toxic chemical ingredients and then putting brackets from coconut is so deceptive. You know, that those ingredients that are stated to be from coconut, they always involve a chemical process, as you mentioned. And some of those processing aids, yeah, that those processing aids and impurities in the chemicals in the manufacturing process, that there's been linked to all sorts of health effects like learning disabilities and infertility, birth defects, asthma, cancer, so it's horrific
horrific. But I just want to say that I don't think that most manufacturers are being intentionally deceptive. There was a film some years ago called Absence of Malice. I think that's maybe even a legal term. I think that it is more that we live in an industrial culture, and that everything we do is informed by industrialism, and that people like you and I, before we had our realizations.
You see?
Everybody unless we have parents that had changed their minds about industrialism, we all start out in an industrial mindset. And so we go to the store and we buy whatever's on the shelf and we eat packaged food and all those kinds of things, assuming that everything is fine. And then we have something happens in our lives and we see the folly of that and that our lives could be much better if we weren't exposed to all those chemicals. Well, I think that a lot of the manufacturers who are still using those chemicals, I think that they put things like sodium lauryl sulfate, parentheses, coconut, and parentheses, on the label to make it look like it's from coconut, because that's what the supplier is telling them. They're saying, you know, somebody, a chemist who's only thinking in terms of the normal industrial model, someone goes to them and say, well, we want to make a natural formula. He doesn't think like you do to use apple cider vinegar. He thinks, let's put together this industrial chemical with this industrial chemical, and it's from coconut, so it's natural. And that really is, when I started out 30 years ago, that was considered natural. And and there were no products like yours at that time. And if you wanted to have something that was like yours, people had to do like I did.
Make it themselves.
You had to make it yourself in your kitchen. And and so now we have, I mean, the quality and purity of products has just increased tremendously in the right direction over the past 30 years. It's a huge difference. But I think that there are still people who aren't with the program. They haven't recognized what it is that we need to do. And so we still have, we now have this choice between the toxic chemical or the toxic natural chemical or pure ingredients like yours, where you're using the whole ingredient. And and I think that's where people need to be, that's the context that we need to be thinking in now in terms of personal care, is those three categories. Which category does it fall in? And it certainly is a step in the right direction to get out of the toxic petroleum ingredients into the natural industrial ingredients. But where we want really want to go is where your products are.
I agree. I agree. It's not malicious. It's just born of ignorance and not questioning.
I think
not, and not even having the knowledge to question, not sort of not really even thinking about it, just assuming that it's safe because it's in existence. If it's been made,
it's in existence,
it must
and
be
the government
safe.
Isn't telling us not to use it.
Yeah,
the government's still allowing it on the shelf, so it must be safe.
That's right.
It's just
if it's on the market, that's right. If it's on the market, it won't hurt me.
It's we live in interesting times. Well, now we really do only have 2 minutes left. So is there anything that you'd like to say that we haven't covered? Any final words?
Oh, my gosh.
It's over.
Well,
isn't that quick?
That was really quick. I guess from your listener's perspective, the best way, you know, as a tool for them, because they're going to be now looking at their bathroom products and going, well, is this product natural? How do I know now? So the best way, or really the only way to assess the integrity of a product, and it's available these days, of a personal care product and the food product, the only way to guarantee the organic integrity of any product is to look for the logo. Look for the logo of certification. And that guarantees the organic integrity of that product. And it's an independent third-party guarantee of the authenticity and integrity of every single ingredient. And only certified organic products can bear the certifier's logo. So this, you know, so basically if you have a product that's claiming, you know, made with organic, because this is the big thing. There's so much greenwashing in the personal care, skincare industry. Unfortunately, it is intentional. It's intentionally misleading consumers, this greenwashing, by hiding those synthetic surfactant ingredients that we just talked about in the substantial water component of shampoos, for example. You know, a shampoo is about 70% water from a formulation perspective. So what companies do to mislead consumers and give people the idea that their product is greener than it actually is, they list weak botanical extracts or aqueous infusions, they call it. So you'll see things like organic.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you because if I don't, then the music's going to interrupt you. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and find out more about my guest, Narelle Chanery. Go to her website and see about me as a product. Thanks for being with me.